I'll draw out levitation with a hook, or his tongue with a cord, which thou lettest down. Canst thou put an hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make supplications unto soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take him for a servant forever? Wilt thou play with him as with a bird? Or wilt thou bind him for thy maiden? Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down, even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Should repay him whatsoever is unearned. The whole heaven is mine. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Discover the face of his garment, or who can come to him with his double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. His scales are his pride, shut up together as with a close seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be sundered. He sings, the light does shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils go out of a seething pot or cauldron. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him. Of his flesh are joined. the shaking of a spear. Sharp stones are under him. He spreadeth sharp pointed things upon the mire. He maketh the deep to boil like a pot. He maketh the sea like a pot of ointment. He maketh a path to shine after him. One would think they'd be to be hoary. On the earth there is not his like, who is made without fear. Beholdeth all high things. He is the king over all the children of Christ.